I wanted to ask, in what ways has the urban forest on Burnaby Mountain failed to meet or successfully realized your expectations?
I don't know how to answer that question. You know, through our trail development, I guess we've noticed that certain areas have been disturbed from previous development, particularly when the university was constructed. Mm-hmm. A lot of
way back in the 1960s.
I think so. Yeah. So, and when the road was constructed on University Drive, a lot of the fill was pushed over the side. So we lost a lot of our trees, a lot of our conifer trees at that time. And through our new trail development on Sidewinder Trail, this opened up areas through a declining alder forest where we basically had a monoculture of plant life with just alder trees and very few conifers. This gave us an opportunity to look at replanting some of these areas with native conifers. Mm. And our forestry department has taken on this role of coming up with a planting strategy for these areas.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And would these alder forests, this would have been on the fill that was just dumped over the edge, is that?
That's right. So alder's a pioneer species that would take over a exposed area mm-hmm. very quickly. It's almost like growing grass. they grow that quickly. And if they're not managed, they basically take over a site, and it just limits the variety of flora and fauna that would use the area.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So there is a plan to kind of help that ecosystem.
There is
mature.
Over the last probably close to 10 years now, our urban forestry department has planted conifers on Burnaby Mountain. So with our help through park planning and design, they're always looking for input from us for areas that they could plant conifers in. So they plant anywhere from 200 to 500 trees every year.
Oh my goodness!
New trees on Burnaby Mountain alone. Yeah. I think this year they're planning to in North Burnaby alone they're planting about close to 1,000 conifers and big leaf maples and most of them will go to Burnaby Mountain.
Uh-huh. What kind of conifers?
Douglas fir, western red cedar, and Sitka spruce.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's I understand too from some of the interviews I've done is that the forest back in the 60s was somewhat more open, and it's kind of closed up with shrubbery and mm-hmm. perhaps with the alder. Is that your experience too?
I don't have enough years of experience with the mountain. That's basically we've been looking at it for the last 15 years only, so
well, that's actually interesting. So the parks does not have a really long environmental history then for Burnaby Mountain.
We don't. Uh-huh. We basically took over this this wild west of trail network. Yeah. And a lot of our trail development, especially our new trail development, takes into consideration coniferous stands. So when we... recently, when we developed the Sidewinder Trail, which was developed over the last 4 years now, we did quite an extensive environmental assessment, and we tweaked that assessment to avoid some of the larger stands of conifers so that we'd have less intrusion into the root zones of the conifer trees.
Okay.
And then that would allow us to enlarge those pockets of conifers, allow us more planting areas. Yeah.
One interviewee that I had, she compared the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area with the Pacific Spirit Park at mm-hmm. UBC, and her impression of the the park at UBC is that the trails are very close together. You can walk on one trail and you can see other people walking on other trails. And she really liked the fact that on Burnaby Mountain the trails are further apart. I guess just what you were saying, that there's these large pockets of natural areas. Mm-hmm. Is that part of the plan?
That is definitely a driving feature behind our development. Our goal is to maintain habitat blocks. Mm-hmm. So try to maintain the integrity of larger blocks of habitat, which increases the biodiversity of the conservation area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really a guiding factor when we're doing new trail development, is trying to maintain large enough habitat blocks.
Mm-hmm. So not having a very long environmental history, how can you tell that in fact you are increasing biodiversity and the health of the ecosystem?
Just by using the research that was done in the original management plan as a guideline. Mm-hmm. That's how we could. We haven't done a biodiversity assessment since the original plan was done 15 years ago.
Is that something that you think probably needs to be done, or
it probably would be a good idea to look at that sometime in the future? Yeah,
right.
Give us a better idea of you know, how successful our management practices have been.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to tell me about the trails?
I think I've talked a lot about them.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, one of the signs that you had was about the forest pioneers in the way of vegetation. I was thinking it had something to do with the history of mm-hmm. people in the forest, but are you going to be doing any signage about the history of the trails or the pioneers logging, whatever, on human impact on the mountain?
We don't have any immediate plans that could be something we could look at in the future, but the forest cycle, one of the forest cycle interpretive signs, you know, basically trying to look for the right words, kind of describes some of the original history of the mountain, telltale signs of what to look for.
Yes, some of
the old tree stumps that we've left intact, and when we find these tree stumps, they're actually we recognize those as part of the history of the mountain, and we leave them intact, and we will work around them rather than disturbing them. And one of these interpretive signs is placed right beside one of the old tree stumps, so it's quite appropriate.
Yes. you've got tree stumps that mm-hmm. that show some of the history of Burnaby Mountain. Are there other artifacts or other things that would say some of the trails use sections of old logging roads or skid roads?
I believe that the Trans-Canada Trail, which was formerly Joe's Trail and Mel's Trail, I believe that could have been an old skid road.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And probably some of the old utility right-of-ways also were probably old skid roads, like Ridgeview Trail, because they basically follow a straight line down the hillside. We call those fall line trails, that they don't have any grade. They don't break up the grades in any way.
So, and skid roads would do that then, to make it easy to get logs down the mountain.
Yeah.
So any other interesting little features in there?
Nothing else really that pops out on Burnaby Mountain itself.
Yes, I actually talked to a woman who grew up on Burnaby Mountain at a mink farm that would have been off Curtis and 4th Avenue. So it probably was just about in here. Do you ever run across old homesteads in the forest?
Not old homesteads. There were a couple of old homes on Burnwood that were removed. but I don't think there were, there weren't heritage homes or anything. They were just older homes that were demolished. And there was also one on the corner of on Burnwood and Hastings. Yeah, so those are part of the park now.
Oh, those buildings are.
The buildings aren't there anymore. Oh. But just the lots are part of the park now.
Oh, right. Yes.
But
right.
I haven't come across any kind of heritage artifacts in that part of the park, but it'd be interesting.
Yes. Well, yeah. When I was talking to Maureen, I wished I'd had air, you know, earlier air photos or something, because we were trying to figure out, well, where would the this fur farm have had been. And it must be buried deep under the forest by now, I guess. Oh, it'd been from the 40s.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. This has been great. I'm just wondering if there's anything from our interview that you have further thoughts about or anything you'd like to add?
Nope, I don't think so.
Are you going off to Burnaby Mountain today? It's raining out today.
Not today. I have another meeting this afternoon, but... that's pretty much all.
Okay. Well, thank you again for your time.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.